Today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on the top of Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we have a braisa that tells us as follows. Ha-krashim milamatan ovyan amo milamalan kolin v'holchin ad ke'etzba. That the krashim of the Mishkan, on the bottom they were an amo wide, but as they went up higher, they narrowed out until the thickness of just an etzba. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Yu samim al rosho. Ula alanu omer, and it also says, as far as the Yarden waters that split for Klal Yisrael and Sefer Yoshua, tamu nichrasu. So just like the Tamu that it says by Yoshua is a lashon of finishing off, so too the tamim that it says over here is also a lashon of like a finishing, that the krashim were kolim v'holchim until they were very, very narrow at the top, just an etzba thick. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, kishem shel matan ovyan amma, kach milamalan ovyan amma. They're just like they were an amma thick on the bottom, so too they were an amma thick on the top. So it says Gemara Shenemar, because the Pasuk says Yachdav. So it sounds like the krashim were equal all the way from top to bottom, and they were not slanted in any way. They did not narrow in any way. So ask the Gemara, v'haksiv, ay, but the pasuk says tamim, and that sounds like they did narrow out at the top. No, ahu delesu shlemin v'lo lesu dinisra. That's just telling us that they should bring the krashim when they are complete, and not krashim that are made out of like a pressed wood that are just like pieces that are stuck together. V'idach nami and the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, we could ask Koksiv Yachtov, what does he do with the pasuk Yachtov? That sounds like they were consistent all the way through, and they did not taper at the top. That pasuk just tells me that you shouldn't stand the krashim pulled apart one from the other, one like one on the inside and one on the outside. They should be standing evenly, the width of one keresh next to the width of the other keresh. So says Mar Bishlam Lamandi Amar Keshem Shalmatin. I understand very well if you assume that there were an amma both on top and bottom. Hainu dichsiv. That's why the pasuk says uli yarkis hamishkan yamatase shishim krashim ushnei krashim tase lemekutzos, that you make six krashim for the western wall of the mishkan and another two krashim for the corners of the western wall, one for the northwest corner and one for the southwest corner. Daasi pusi dahani mimalelusum chadahani, because the width of those two krashim that are in the corners of the western wall would cover the thickness of the southern wall and the thickness of the northern wall. But if you hold that they taper to the top to just the thickness of an etzba, one of them would be going out and one would be going in, and the krashim would not be standing evenly one next to the other, because the krashim on the northern wall and the krashim on the southern wall would be it would enter inside since they were tapered, whereas the krashim on the two corners of the western wall, which were totally mechuvan, directly aligned with them, would protrude out a little bit. So it says, "Where the shafilu kiturin?" They would taper off the krashim that were slanted from two sides like mountains. Meaning those krashim that were in the corners of the western wall, they would taper even both in their thickness and on their edges, and therefore they managed to even out with the krashim on the northern and the southern walls. So that's how it works out, even if you hold that they were mishupayim, that they were that the krashim were tapered. So now the Gemara brings another issue relating to the krashim hamishkan. The pasuk says, as far as the brichei hamishkan, v'abriacha tichon betocha krashim. So the krashim were punctured, they had holes in them in their thickness, and the briach, which was like the thing that held it together, passed through those holes of the krashim and would hold them up. So Tana b'neis hayomed. The Brisa says the Briach HaTichon stood miraculously, because once they stood up the Krashi HaMishkan to the west, on the western side, on the northern side, and the southern side, so they would have to put the Briach in all three walls from one end to the other, and it was a neis that the Briach would manage to go around, to wrap around three walls, because here you have a solid pole, and yet it bent in a couple of places. places in order to be able to wrap around three walls. So the Gemara discusses how the Urios were placed on the Mishkan according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Nechemya, who disagree as far as the width of the krushim on the top. So the pasuk says, as far as the Melech Mishkan Vesa Mishkan Talse Esu Yerios or Yeria Ha'achas Shmona Vesim Pa'amma, that they would make 10 Yerios, and each one of them was had a length of 28 Amos and a width of 4 Amos, and they attached the 10 Yerios together along their width. And when they attached all the Yerios together, it turned out that the whole thing was 28 Amos by 40 Amos, because if you take 10 things that reach 28 Amos by 4 Amos and you put them all together, so it's 28 Amos by 40 Amos. And when you figure out how they would put the Urios on the Mishkan, Shadi or Kayu Lupusi de Mishkan, take the length of the Urios across the width of the Mishkan, Kamahavya Saham, what was the length of the Urios? Esrin Vitamini, it was 28. Dal Esu the Igra, take away 10 Amos for the roof that was went across the width of the Mishkan, which was 10 Amos, Pashaluhu Teisha Lahaygisa V'Teisha Lahaygisa, which left 9 Amos to overhang each side on the outside. So the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Krashim were only an etzba thick on the top, so when they spread out the Urios over the Mishkan, the thickness of the Krashim didn't take away from the size of the Urios. You had the 10 Amos of open space above the Mishkan, and then you just had an etzba of wall that it had to go over, but it went down 9 Amos on each side, Megalia Amma, the Adonim, and then it only exposed at the bottom the 1 Amma of the Adonim. But with Rabbi Nechemya, Megalia Amma, the Krashim. According to Rabbi Nechemya, that there was an Amma of the thickness of the Krashim all the way up, so that takes away another Amma from the Urea on each side. So not only did the Amma of the Adonim get exposed at the bottom when the curtain overhang it, but also an additional Amma from the Krashim. So says Gemara, Shadi Pusya. Then take the width of the Urios and go run it across the length of the Mishkan. So Kam Yahavya, what was the width of the Urios when they were all attached together? Arba'in, it was 40. Dal plus in the Igra. Now the length of the Mishkan was 30 Amos, so that takes away 30 of the 40. Pashaluhu Eser, so you have 10 left. And that means Rabbi Yehuda Mekasya Amma da Adonim, that even the Amma of the Adonim was covered up because the Eser Amos that were left covered the entire length of the Keresh. Because it only wrapped over one side, the other side was open, you had to get in, right? So it hung down the full 10 Amos of the Keresh. But of the Rabbi Nechemya, Megal Ya'amad Adonim, according to Rabbi Nechemya, along the length, it would, one Amma of the Adonim was still exposed, because you lose another Amma as it overhangs the width of the Krashim. So the Gemara discusses how they placed the Urios Izim on the Mishkan, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. And it goes on to say Varochav Arba Ba'ama, that they made another Urea out of goat hair, and they made it 11. They made 11 Ureos. Each one of them had a length of 30 Amos and a width of 4 Amos, and they attached them all together. And when they attached them all together, it turned out that the length of the Urea was 30 Amos by 44 Amos wide. And when you cheshbin out the placement of the Urea on the Mishkan, so Shadi or Kaihu, you can. So how does it go? I'm sorry. Shadi or Kaihu Lepusi de Mishkan. So put the length across the width of the Mishkan. Kamehavya. So how much is the length of the Urios? Tlasin. It's 30 Amos. Dal Eser the Igra. Take away 10 Amos of the actual size of the ceiling of the top of the Mishkan. Pasha of the top of the width of the Mishkan. Pashul Eser Lahagisa. The Eser Lahagisa. And that leaves 10 Amos on either side. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it therefore overhangs entirely on both sides, the full 10 Amma height. But Rabbi Nechemya, according to Rabbi Nechemya, Mekal Ya Amma Da Adonim, since you lose an Amma on each side by the width of the boards, so the Amma of the Adonim on the bottom is exposed. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that explains this carefully. Tanya Nami Hachu, we have a brisa that says just like
like this. V'ha'ama mizeh, v'ha'ama mizeh ba'odev. That the length of the areas of the Ohel were on the sides of the Mishkan. The areas of the Ohel overlapped the areas of the Mishkan by two amos. So it's, or overhung them by two amos. So there's an extra amah on each side, and that was l'chasos amah shel adonim. That was in order to cover the amah of the adonim that was not covered by the areas of Mishkan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemi amar l'chasos amah shel krashim. That it covered the amah of the krashim that was on top of the adonim, but it still left the adonim totally exposed. So when you consider how they placed the areas across the length of the Mishkan, shadi pusyayhu l'orkei de Mishkan, so take the width of the areas across the length of the Mishkan, kamehavya, what was the width of the areas when they were all attached together? Arba'im ve'arba, it was 44. Dal tlasin le'igra, so take 30 of that away for the length of the top of the Mishkan, pashlu arbasrei, which leaves you with 14. Dal tarte le'kafla, take away two amos for the area that was hanging on the eastern side, that they would have a little bit hanging over the eastern side. So half of the urea is shtei amos, because the rochav of the urea is four amos. So since that half of the urea hanging over the eastern side, you know that that's two amos hanging over the eastern side. So how much is left to hang over the western side? Pashaluhu tartisrei. So you're left with 12 amos to hang over the western side. So bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that the krashim were only an etzba thick on the top. So haynu duchsiv, that's what the pasuk says. Chatzia yiria ha'udafes tisrach, that the half of the yiria that will overhang will be behind the Mishkan. That half of the yiria and the yiria over the yirios of the Mishkan will overhang behind the krashim Mishkan and will drag on the ground. El Rabbi Nechemia, but according to Rabbi Nechemia, holds that it was one amma on top. My tisrach, what does it mean? It's going to drag on the ground. Meaning it shouldn't drag on the ground. It should take up the entire space because you need the additional two amos for the width of the of the top of the walls. So it says, Mar tisrach mechavroseha. It means that the half of the urea, the two amos, are going to overlap the bottom urea, which would. The one amma will cover up the amas ha'adonim, and the second amma will drag on the ground. So Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, lam ma mishkan doma li shema aleches b'shuk v'shipuleha mahalchen achareha. That the mishkan is like a woman who walks in the shuk, and the bottom of her beged, drags on the ground beneath her. So too, the mishkan had a urea overhanging the mishkan where the urea was dragging along the ground. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains how the krashim lined up with the adonim. Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Charutzim hayu krashim, the bottom amma of the krashim was made in the middle with a charitz, one amma tall, like a groove that was one amma tall, and it was a half an amma wide, and so it had handles that were a chatzi amma on each side, and they notched it around the yados, the width of the wall. V'chalulim hayu ha'adonim, and there was a hole in the adonim, in that hole they would stick the yados of the krashim. So v'nirin krasin balulaus, and the krasin that would attach the two of the areas together when they were put into the lulaus, into those hooks that are at the edge, they were like kochav and berakia. They were like stars in the sky. So they would sort of like hook into to each other in order to attach the different ureos to each other. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll stop there and we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph.